Allie, were you at this club because they found a tiny pack of playing cards?
I was about to say. Don't look at me.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined this week by Allie and Larry.
What's up?
What's good, y'all?
Weird shit, dude. Weird shit.
Living the dream, man, right?
Three-way remote, and it's fucking weird.
No, honestly. So, I wanted to mention it. This is, I just want to give the listeners a, just a heads up. This is Allie's first three-way. She might be a little timid on the front end. So,
go easy on me, y'all.
Amazing. Yeah, man. Well, so I would ask how your all's weeks have been, but I'm gonna break the fourth wall, and I'm gonna say, hey, guess what? We're recording super early this week because of Thanksgiving.
Yes. So. Yeah. Thanksgiving is this weekend, or not this weekend? This fucking a couple of days from now, I guess. Mm. But it is what it is, man. We're adjusting to everything.
It's true. You know what? Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? Or at least so I've read.
Whatever doesn't kill you leaves a big-ass bruise.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I was trying to think if I literally had anything. I mean, shit, dude. We just talked a matter of days ago.
So. I have something. Okay, and I want to ask. I have two things. One, if my voice sounds weird, it's because I had a fucking blast over the weekend in Columbus. So that was awesome. The bad thing about it was though that I lost my GoPro when I was there.
The one that overheated.
Yeah. Well, it was fixed. Like the overheating issue it was fixed with a software update. But anyway,
oh, gotcha.
I lost it, and someone thankfully turned it back into lost and found. But get this shit. Mm-hmm. Before they did, they erased all of my videos. I had like a time warp video of the drive up there, us getting there, like walking around the tailgate, like everything, right? Like, yeah. So
for now.
Do what now?
You think you're a vlogger now?
Yeah, fuck yeah. So College Game Day was there, right? So like I had a video of all this shit because I was wearing it on my chest and all that. So everything was great. Like all the fans were like walking up to me, just fucking, you know, just getting in like their face in the camera. I had a lot of video. The people that turned it in deleted the video, corrupted my my fucking SD card, and then took a video of themselves and then turned it in.
Can an average Joe corrupt something like that? Like,
and I believe, well, isn't it referred to as an STD card?
No, it's a micro. Oh, fuck off. No, but I'm like, I'm glad you turned it in, but I had like literally an hour and a half worth of like video that I was going to compile as a memory, you know, because it's a tradition for me and my friend Josh. By the way, Josh, if you're listening, fucking awesome time.
No, I'm just kidding.
But look, I mean, it was a great time. I did get some video on my phone, which I'm not going to share because it was
one word.
No,
that's exactly where he lost it, in the G-string at a strip club.
I sent it to the group chat. Like it was like at a club or whatever, and like it was a bunch of fucking frat kids.
I knew it. Lost at a club.
but anyway, no, man, like I was so mad about that. Second on that situation, I lost my voice. Like Sunday I could not speak, and I could not speak into Monday, right? So I went into work and I'm like, you know? And I was so afraid that I was not going to be able to record, but that's why my voice kind of sounds like this, is because I'm regaining it. And just by talking right now, I'm probably going to lose it again. But you know,
all right. Whatever. Well, we'll just make a long, normal episode. And as soon as Larry's voice gives out, we're going to call it a wrap.
Or roast him and he can't do anything.
Yeah, I know, right? The other thing that I wanted to say is I just thought about this today because it happened to me twice. One, it's technically just one thing. Is it a hate crime to get road rage against someone with a handicap tag?
It could be spun that way very easily. I feel like in this day and age, man, basically, if there is any difference between you and the other person, a hate crime is probably ensuing. So,
because
like, you hate me because I've got 11 toes,
but drive fucking faster, dude. Like, what the hell, man? Like, this person was driving 35 on the fucking interstate, and I was like, why? Then I looked at the tag and they're like, oh, yeah, handicap. And I was like,
okay. I'm just gonna go there. Please tell me that it wasn't like the handicap tag that has like the really fast roller, or looks like they're the racer.
No, it's just a regular. It's just a regular handicap.
Just making sure. Sorry. I had to ask.
I don't even know anything about the fast one.
Have you seen the fast one, Allie?
Yeah. They redesigned just specifically Tennessee's the handicap little emoji thing that's on that license plate. And now it looks like the guy is speed racing on it. Like, he's lean forward and oh man,
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm just like, all right, I respect it, but I'm telling you, you better fucking get out of the passing lane with that tag, man, or I'm coming at you.
Anyway, have we mentioned the difference on this week's episode? Have we issued an apology yet?
Put it away.
Okay.
Take it away. Jeez.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
It's all so this week we have extenuating circumstances. There was a mild emergency emergency that came up.
My cat was having trouble breathing when I got home, and I freaked the fuck out and took him to the vet, and he's fine, and it's just, they think, an upper respiratory thing, but it was a whole thing, and I was like, I can't make it to record. And then when it was when I was coming back home, Larry was like, you can record remotely. And I was like, I could record remotely. So we're trying.
Yeah. So if audio quality is a little shaky, this episode, please don't judge us on this episode. Look at some of the previous episodes if this is your first one, and hang tight, because the next one will sound a lot better. So
yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
We're always improving.
Yes, exactly. We make it a point here at Tether Radio Podcast to improve on ourselves on an episode basis.
So that the cats aren't coming in and out and bothering me and stuff, I shut the door and Miette is already going, what's in there? And I'm like, yeah.
Why am I not allowed in this room yet? Yeah. What's going on? Why is this different?
I'm like, dude, Finn, you're not allowed in this room because literally all of this shit together is worth 10,000 fold of all of your shit together. Yeah. Sorry that Paw Patrol hasn't appreciated in value.
Yeah. One little mishap and we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, rock and roll, man. I'll tell you what, let's just start off with a bang.
Okay. Yeah.
And by that, I mean a fat shit. How you guys feel about that?
Let's do it.
All right. So, for anybody that has not been listening to the Tether Radio Podcast, I've kind of started this. I came across the subreddit, Too Afraid to Ask. It has been a favorite of mine, for the past few weeks. I don't know, maybe months.
Yeah. Anyway,
came across one the other day and I was like, wow, I need to cover this just because of two stories that were told on this, in addition to just the subject matter. So the post was how to flush an enormous excrement. And I said, I'm listening. So,
I mean, we've all been in that situation, right? Where it's like, damn, I don't know if this one's going to go down, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. On it, and you're kind of proud. Yeah. As a dude, I don't know. Yeah. Allie, I mean, I'm not going to speak for you. But.
Girls don't poop. This is science.
Oh, I forgot. And when they do, it smells like roses.
Yeah. So, gotcha. Yeah, you look down and you're like, how did that come out?
I mean, sometimes I high five myself. But so, I'm just going to go without further ado. I'm going to just dig in.
Pun intended.
Yeah, right. I don't even know what to classify this question as. As an individual who eats vegetables and oats, I have voluminous hefty poops.
Voluminous hefty
poops. I was like, voluminous? The problem is that they do not flush easily. They just sit there. They're not stuck either. I usually manage when I pour a bucket of water once, maybe twice. Sometimes I have to use the brush
to break it up. No!
To break down the bad
No!
Bit, and then it flushes.
No!
So now it just morphed into a flat poop pancake.
And no!
A flat poop pancake. It just sits on the bottom like a piece of clay.
No.
So my toilet is full of poop water and detergent used to clean the brush. I'm devastated. I don't know what to do. I feel like drain cleaner isn't the solution. There's nothing stuck. I have to leave the house knowing my bathroom is stinky. Edit. Thank you guys for the advice.
How about eat, like, take a fiber, like, you know, supplement or something.
Dude, but they said that they eat a boatload of, or they eat vegetables and oats. Well,
what about taking a stool softener?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, I can give you the URL if you'd like to give some advice, Larry. I didn't write this shit.
Okay. I just want to say how high up is the explanation of the poop knife? Like, it's up there, right?
So the best part is the number one comment is
poop knife.
There you go. Yeah. Now the explanation, I'm just, no, like, honestly, nobody actually explained it because it's not that long of a thread.
Really?
Yeah. Which was surprising. I agree. Cause I mean, if the number one comment is poop knife, no, you're telling me that the story of the poop knife has circulated to the point to where no one needs it to be explained.
Like, no one is asking what that means because everyone listens to us.
It's true. All right. So I don't want to belabor that. I know that there's some people that are probably like, this is fucking disgusting. Move on. Further down in the comments, there's one more story and I'm sorry. I'm going to read it. I've been waiting a long time for this question to be answered. Which, I'm not going to lie, I love that somebody was like watching this thread being like, how do I cut up my poop?
Yeah.
I've been waiting a long time for this this question to be answered. My young son, who is 8, has blocked the toilet a few times as he sometimes gets constipated. Understandable. Add to the fact he uses the equivalent of 10 hectares of Amazon rainforest in toilet roll. So he goes downstairs after using the water closet one day with a huge smile on his face, telling me that he felt much better after managing to go, quote, great. I reply, I bet you do. As he walks away, he says, Dad, it wouldn't flush. I said, no problem, son. You leave it with me. What greeted me when I opened the door was straight out of a horror film.
No.
It was like a freaking log. How far past the U-bend it went, I couldn't say.
Oh.
It was easily an inch or two out of the water in the bowl. It would have been a waste of time messing about with hot water and bleach. Took 15 minutes with a bread knife, multiple times
gagging. A bread knife?
Eyes watering, hacking to unblock the toilet.
Listen, a poop knife is supposed to be a utility knife, not a fucking butter knife.
Oh. Oh my God. So it's a running joke in our family. When he goes off to the toilet, one of us will say, do you need the poo knife? Or watch out for the boa constrictor. I'm sorry. I think poop is fucking hilarious. So.
Damn it, man. That's ridiculous.
I just got this image of like this person literally just like in there with this fucking teeny bread knife just being like,
why won't you flush?
You know?
It's like they're trying, might as well just take a pizza cutter, right? And just slice it up.
A mashed potato masher and just
take a whisk in there and then just start whisking it.
A whisk. Oh, that's amazing.
That's great.
That's all I got from Too Afraid to Ask. So.
Well, it's been an interesting day in Tennessee, and specifically because of, you know, Jack Daniels.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So several gallons of Jack Daniels whiskey spilled onto a Tennessee highway. Them lucky bastards that were there to collect it, right?
They were out with straws.
So this article comes to us from UPI. Police in Tennessee said several gallons of Jack Daniels whiskey spilled onto a highway on-ramp when the truck carrying $400,000 worth of the beverage overturned.
That's got to be retail, right?
It has to be.
It's got to be. Okay. Yeah.
The Murfreesboro Police Department said that the semi-truck was turning onto Interstate 24 when it tipped over, causing some of the bottles inside to break and leak their contents onto the roadway. The department shared photos showing the liquid just streaming out of the truck after it was lifted back upright by a wrecker. It was unclear how much of the whiskey survived the crash, but police said that the truck had been carrying, like I said, about $400,000 worth of Jack Daniels that had been intended for shipment to Israel. So sorry, Israel, you will not be getting your Jack Daniels.
They are fucking hating that, because I'm not going to lie, dude. Jack Daniels, internationally, it is the whiskey.
Yeah, especially in Japan.
Yeah, dude.
Japan absolutely loves some Jack Daniels.
When we went to Korea, they were like, oh, Tennessee, Jack Daniels. And I was like, yeah, there's better whiskey than Jack Daniels.
The fucked up part is that, like, isn't Lynchburg a dry county?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so like you can only get alcohol at the distillery.
Yep.
That's fucked, dude. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's 2018. What the fuck is a dry county?
That's awesome. So dude, keeping it with Tennessee. Oh, let me tell you about a disgruntled fucking dude over at Little Caesars.
the best pizza place you could probably go to.
The only pizza place. Wait. There's other places. So a Knoxville man is in custody now after having threatened the workers at the Cedar Bluff Little Caesars.
This one right here?
Yes. Yeah. Thank
what
you.
What the fuck?
Sorry. My nose just got like really stopped.
Although that one, I've stopped by there several times and it's so understaffed. Always slow as shit. Takes you forever. It's supposed to be hot and ready, not... like wait for it to get hot.
Slow, fucking not ready, yeah. or I get cold and not ready. Slow is not the opposite of hot. So this dude decided to that he was going to threaten the workers of that Little Caesars with an AK-47.
Okay, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Larry, they said it'd be ready in a little bit, dude. Like, why can't you just fucking, like, listen up?
Look, man. A little
bit. It's supposed to be hot and ready.
Yeah. I was in a fucking hurry, okay?
So this dude, he was told that, okay, skipping ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Officers responded to the restaurant just after 9 p.m. on Friday, which I'm not going to lie. Normally, I am just blackout by 9
p.m. They're usually closed by 9 p.m.
Yeah, wait, no kidding.
They closed at 8, I think. I don't know about Fridays, but here recently, because they've been so understaffed, they're like done by 8.
Well, no wonder he couldn't get his pizza on.
He busts in and just yells in an empty store, "Why is my pizza not ready?
What do you mean you're closed?"
So they responded just after 9 p.m., and they were told that the suspect, identified as Charles Doty Jr., became upset when he was told that his pepperoni pizza, and pepperoni is misspelled, WVLT, get your shit together.
Do better.
It would take 10 minutes to make.
Unacceptable.
According to the report, quote, he got upset and demanded a free breadstick order. And went outside the business to wait for the pizza. All right.
Not only is that shitty, I'm pissed about waiting, and you're going to give me free fucking breadsticks because I'm starving.
Look, I'm trying to carb load for a big run tomorrow morning.
If anyone knows this guy, please get at us. If you are this guy, please get at us. We have questions.
He really looks like this guy that works at one of the old navies in town and is always working the register and is so pushy about getting you to sign up for an old Navy card. Would not surprise me if that's him. I don't think it is, but damn, it looks like him.
He's like, have you heard of old Navy? Do you want a card? And you're like, I don't really want a card. What if I take you in the back?
No one wants an old Navy card. Like,
I know.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Yeah.
But he'll if you tell him no, he'll ask you like 4 more times. Like, I'm like, motherfucker, I'm buying one $6 tank top.
You've been approved for $2,000. You've been approved for $2,000 in Old Navy. That's like the entire fucking store.
No, he's just like, why? 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 It's just like fucking like toddlers you.
It's like playing Russian roulette if you go in there and there's other cashiers and you're like waiting in line because you're like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. Maybe I won't get him. I'm going to get him. I always get him.
So now Allie has an old Navy card.
No.
No. Like that's okay. So that's the thing. Allie obviously goes to old Navy a decent bit and Allie doesn't have a fucking old Navy card.
Worked at old Navy 4 years in college. And I never got an old Navy card.
I think I'm going to start buying most of my clothes from Michael's. Just the like nondescript colored tees that are $4.
Paint. Wait, is it Michael's like a paint, like the craft store? Okay.
Paint on.
Yes. But dude, they're Gildan brand, man. Which are some solid shirts. Anyhow. Yeah. Anyway. Hardcore fucking tangent.
Sorry.
No. Excuse me. Apparently I'm having like an allergic reaction to myself.
Okay, yeah, because you're the only one there.
I know, exactly. When Doty returned, or Doty Jr., apologies, he had the rifle in hand and was pointing it at employees, demanding his pizza immediately.
Oh, shit, he actually went through with it?
Oh, dude, no. Yeah, hang on. Doty Jr. reportedly stopped an employee who was trying to fucking leave, and he asked, quote, "Where in the hell are you going?"
No,
this dude, I think either was just like laid off or
maybe this is the cashier dude. Cause I can just hear him be like, Where do you think you're going without an Old Navy card?
Yes, yes, exactly. Where do you think you're going?
Where's my pizza? By the way, would you like to sign up for an Old Navy card?
It'll save you 20%.
He's got fucking like applications in his back pocket. Hell yeah. So, and then in to a woman waiting in line, or no, not to a woman, my God, a woman waiting in line decided to give him her pizza so that they could just get him out of the fucking store.
Good on her.
I know, right? That was a small price to pay to get a fucking armed gunman out.
Little Caesars.
There's pizza. Like, here, man, have my $5. Please leave.
Dude, yeah. Which, that was the other thing. Holy shit, I didn't realize the pizzas were that cheap. I was going to Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So WVLT WVLT spoke to the former employee Kimberly Smith, who was working, which that's interesting that
she quit. Didn't
say the employee, but anyway. Say the employee and not name them, but she was working during the incident. So this was the quote. He comes walking back in and hasn't pointed at anyone yet. I was taking care of a female customer and she was just getting ready to leave. Then he gets the gun. He points at me and says, "Where's my damn pizza? I want my pizza." Honestly, fear and utter disbelief. I was shocked. And it was all over a $6 pizza. So this fool is going to get he is charged with aggravated assault and aggravated kidnapping. So I hope I hope the book's thrown at him. That's fucking ridiculous. So
that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Dude, and also, it's not like they're just not giving you the pizza. It's not ready. The gun, not going to get into
cooking. I know, right?
What are you doing?
Well, and I mean, it's like most of the time you can watch the fucking pizzas come out of the oven. Yeah. It's like we're not sitting on a fucking pizza like, oh, we're not going to give it to you until like 11 minutes or whatever. That's
unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, dude.
Order ahead. Just fucking order ahead. There's an app for that. Fuck. Dude.
There's a fucking phone number, even for the old fogies like me out there. Fucking call and be like, I'm going to be little bit. Oh, no. I want a fucking pizza.
They won't answer the phone. I've been in there waiting for a pizza, and they will not answer the phone.
I don't blame him. I mean, shit, dude. He'd probably try to stick the AK-47 through the phone somehow. Poke him in the face and be like, is my pizza ready?
Anyway. Oh, shit. That sounds like a Nazi, doesn't it, Allie?
Oh, man, I was not ready to cover this one. I found it, but we're going to wing it. Okay. There is a Japanese club with a Nazi theme, and they're apologizing for their lack of awareness.
excuse me?
So I have a legit question.
Okay.
Isn't there something with the swastika that it's like, it was actually commandeered by the Nazis from,
like, I think it was from Buddhism. However, these are like Nazi themed uniforms. Like, it's not just,
they even have like the little mustache.
Like there's like they've got the red armband with the swastika on it, and like it is clearly Nazi shit.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. So even with a swastika, you'd be like, I didn't mean to have that symbol embroidered on this mattress. Sorry. Remember? But yeah.
This is too far.
And also, I guess it took getting outrage on social media for them to be like, oh, perhaps this is not the best look.
How are you not aware? I mean, did you forget about World War II?
I don't think Japan was big in World War II, right?
Like, the Nazis were.
No.
No, I don't think that. No, I don't think the Japanese. No. They didn't play any role.
Yeah, No.
They didn't bomb a whole fucking harbor or anything.
No, that's the Japanese.
Anyway, Staff with male hosts who entertain and pour customers drink. This club, the name of the club is Unfair, and I think that's a pretty cool fucking name for a club. Y'all both rolled your eyes so hard.
No, that actually is a pretty fucking cool name.
It just opened a few days ago.
Oh, no.
Photos started coming out with staff posing in uniforms that resembled those of the Nazi German army, with armbands bearing swastikas. Even the champagne bottles had swastika designs. I don't really know what a host club is. It sounds like they're almost maybe like a venue that you host a thing
at. Yeah, kind of like a wedding reception place, I guess.
Yeah. But for
like private parties, I don't know.
Okay.
But no. So this was the business pitch. So it's a club that we're going to host stuff for Nazis.
Okay, guys, I know that it's opening day. Our first big party is coming up. It's gotten a lot of traction. So it should kick us off in the right direction. What's the theme over here? Nazis?
Well, no. And then
that seems a bit much. I'm just into eugenics. I think I might like to host at your place.
Well, so, but this is the thing. First day it's jam packed. We got to have those guys. They got it starting at 10 a.m. We got to have them out by 2, because then we're actually hosting another party at 4, and they just go by this just 3 letters, but it's all the same letter. KKK.
And
that's fine.
In between those, we're going to have a bar mitzvah. So.
Yeah. The host club's parent company put out a statement saying that it sincerely apologized for our lack of knowledge and awareness. You guys, this isn't an oops.
No. That's weird.
Multiple people okayed this. Multiple people wore these uniforms.
So this is kind of weird, though, because, like, doesn't Asia just, like, well, specifically, I think Japan... And maybe, no, I think Korea actually got dinged, that they had some like big, maybe even it was like BTS, some dudes from BTS or something that were wearing like outfits like that, that people were like, why are they wearing this? Like, this seems supremely inappropriate. It just seems like Asia is... It happens a lot in Asia, and they're like, what do you mean? And it's like, how do you guys, are you not connected to the rest of the world? Like,
I mean, like, both the pictures that they've got up at the top of this very clearly have, like, Nazi signals, like the Iron Cross and the swastika armband, like, clearly Nazi stuff.
Yeah, so I just pulled this article real quick. BTS, K-pop band's management apologizes for Nazi-inspired hat. And they just, they like, there's weird shit that pops up, and it may not be, like, the whole getup, but it's like, it's just like, how do you not see that as...
How do you not see that?
Didn't even mean to.
I'm going to barely defend that one just lightly and say that it's just got, like, it kind of just looks like a military hat if you don't really know military stuff, maybe.
Got that eagle.
Mm.
I mean, there's some pretty definitive Nazi garb out there. It just seems like it's weird. It's weird that it seems to commonly come from Asia.
Yeah.
That there's like all these little pockets that pop up that it's like, well, we didn't really know. And I don't know. Hell, maybe they didn't. Maybe it was supreme oversight by the whoever fucking their design person or something. I don't fucking know.
No, they knew. There's no way. They fucking knew.
Well, it's probably just like a publicity stunt, but I don't know.
Probably.
What, the Nazis in Japan? Like,
well, no. I'm just saying, I mean, dude, some people see any publicity as good publicity. So,
anyway, keeping it in the nightclub theme.
Oh, did you find your GoPro?
Okay. When Larry sent a video, like, just panning around the club that he was in, I just replied and said that I was covering my drink. Like, a bunch of, like, 20-year-old frat boys.
So, real quick, have either of you been to Memphis and specifically Club 152? I think it got closed down at this point, but it was owned by 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, no. So
I went a decent bit in school when I was living over in Memphis, and it was literally one of the gnarliest places I've ever fucking been in my life, because we would go out on the dance floor and occasionally they would put bubbles out, but not like, it wasn't a foam party, but it was just enough to get everybody to cheer and shit.
Yeah.
Then a glass got dropped one time and a bunch of people danced on it barefoot. So there was legitimately a puddle of blood that everybody was just dancing around.
So go ahead, Allie.
Why are they barefoot?
I think it was girls that had taken shoes off.
No, people.
I'm just saying, girls that made bad decisions.
Okay.
Well, now they have STDs. I mean, that's
sure.
Dude, it was one of these things, and I'm like, why isn't anybody dancing over there? And somebody's like, oh yeah, you know, there's blood on the floor, and I'm like,
just nonchalantly,
is someone fucking dead? Like, do we need to check pulses? Like, what the fuck?
Well, it is Memphis, so I mean, you know, something.
Hey, new. Man, you said it, I didn't. But
anyway,
I'm not a clubber, as you guys can probably pretty easily imagine. I know, right? Even though I do love to get turnt and go whatever, do my white boy moves on the dance floor. but dude, and I have a good time doing it, but I'm also like, come 11 o'clock, maybe midnight.
Yeah.
Dude, Irish goodbye. Where'd Daniel go? I'm fucking home, man. I ain't there. So anywho,
this is very interesting to me, and I don't know, I came across it. Hello, Mirror. Nightclub staff share strangest items found at closing time. I don't know what these are, including Yorkshire puds. I don't know. Anyway,
I know what that is.
We'll get there. So this article goes on by saying, most of us know the pain of waking up in the morning after the night out and finding out that we misplaced something important at a drunken state.
Yes.
This one hits real close to home.
This hits real close to home. But while many of us will simply lost, you know, lipstick or forgotten which bag we left our keys in, one nightclub has revealed some of the things that have been left behind, that are vital everyday items, including, this doesn't surprise me, cell phones.
Oh yeah.
The garage in Glasgow posted a video on their TikTok in which employees donned plastic gloves and went around the club at the end of the night to pick up items left on the floor by clubbers. First on the list was someone's phone charger, you know, followed by an endless passports. What's endless passports from people showing their IDs to get in,
like literally their passports.
I'm assuming either that or like a bunch of IDs.
Yeah. Maybe mean like wallets.
Yeah.
Let's call that a difference in language.
Sure. As well as a super stylish puffer jacket. The fuck. Well,
I'm not going to lie. That's subjective.
How do you lose a jacket?
You've never lost a jacket. You lost a GoPro last weekend. You want to hate on somebody who loses a jacket?
I have left a jacket behind before at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I just had to think for a second.
Uh-huh.
This Allie, were you at this club because they found a tiny pack of playing cards?
I was about to say. Don't look at me. I always have playing cards.
As well as several pieces of jewelry, a bottle of perfume, and a tampon. Among the strangest items left behind was an old iPhone with a severely cracked screen and one shoe. One shoe. Just one.
Dancing in the blood. Love that.
Just, I know, right?
Just one single shoe. Commenters on TikTok on the TikTok video were baffled by some of the items seen in the clip and were particularly stunned by the lone shoe, as they couldn't understand how the footwear's owner wouldn't realize that something was missing. Guys, this shoe wasn't just like a tennis shoe that you just like not miss. It was a high heel fucking shoe. Like you would be staggering, like walking weird.
Dude, wouldn't you feel bad if she was like an amputee?
I said what I said.
Just saying.
One person wrote, "I will never understand how someone loses one shoe." Another agreed, adding, "I don't go to nightclubs, so I'm not going to need someone to explain how you lose one shoe." And a third posted, "I just know the panic those people felt when they woke up and lost a passport." Yeah, especially if you're in another country.
Larry, I have to call you out.
Okay.
Can you not say passport?
Yeah, is it
passport and not passport?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. That's another thing you can correct me on.
No, I've never heard someone say passport, and I didn't know if it was like a...
I think it just comes naturally. I don't know.
Okay. You're just naturally...
somebody pronounce milk as milk.
Oh, God.
Or bag as bag.
Ugh.
Bag?
Bag.
Now that's just weird.
Yeah, there was this kid that I went to school with in elementary school, and he called... He's like, "Can I have your chocolate milk?" And I'm like, "My chocolate what?" Say it again.
You're like, "No, you can't."
And I'm like, "Hey, you know, whatever." Just for context, he's like, "Oh, are we bringing bagged lunches for the field trip?" And I'm like, "Bagged? We're not begging for our lunch."
All right. I don't feel as bad because, okay, passport. There you go.
Anyway,
someone said, "I once found an entire Jenga game." There's that. Another user said, "I once found a full 12 pack of Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire pudding."
Oh, that's what they're saying.
Puds.
Puds. Okay.
Yeah.
Puds. Okay.
It's puds. Yeah. Puds.
So hold on. Who's carrying a 12 pack of fucking pudding into a club?
So I'm not going to lie. What is Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah, I was Googling. Hang on.
Okay. No idea.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, they're almost like it's a baked pudding. It almost looks like a pastry.
Yeah. But even still, like, they
call them muffins. Just to, like, who's bringing 12 muffins to the club?
Specifically a 12 pack of muffins.
What if you, like, you're dancing up and you're just like, "Yeah, man, I love this track. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got some puds in there? Oh, man, open that sack. Make it rain some puds.
Hey, man, you want a muffin?
Yeah. Show raining puds.
Oh, my God.
Raining puds.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's great, dude.
Damn. Yeah, dude. I want to party with that person.
Right? That's me rolling up with snacks and playing cards.
Dude, they came for the long game.
I have been known to bring like an unopened brand new like family size box of Cheez-Its to the bar. Sober.
No.
Well, that's different though.
Do you know why, Allie? Because you are a planner and I like you for that.
Well, like going to the bar and bringing like a snack, it's not unheard of. I mean, people would bring fucking cheese platters and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's way different than going like clubbing.
Yeah.
Lamar one time brought like a big old thing of those like pirate's booty, like cheese puffs or whatever from like Costco. And I'm that is like literally a feed sack of those like cheese puffs. He's like, "This is like $3.99 or whatever." You know, and I'm like, all right, respect.
Cool.
And you're like, so he's like, no.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's
for just a second with this last link that I have about this New Hampshire boy. I'm sorry. There's not like, I shouldn't laugh at it. This lady apparently killed her 5-year-old son because she had been telling people that he was going to be the next Ted Bundy and comparing him to Jeffrey Dahmer. And she kept saying she wanted him gone. This is dark as hell. Anyway, he had fentanyl in his system, and I'm not sure if they say how he died, but that's probably it.
Pretty sure of an overdose.
Dude. Well, he was also malnourished and had some injuries and stuff. So, like, I don't know that he ever had a chance, this poor kid, you know?
No. Yeah.
Like, God. But, man, like, if you just give him up for adoption or something, or, like...
Well, what's the expiration date? Like, what's the cutoff period when you can give up a kid for adoption?
I don't think there is one.
Right.
There's not one? There should be.
I don't... I'm pretty sure that, like, once they're a legal adult, I would think you can't give them up for adoption, right? Honestly, I'd say there could probably be, like, an argument made for 16, 17-year-olds.
Could you imagine, like, being a 5-year-old kid, like, you're fully aware,
yeah,
and you just get given up for adoption? Dude, that's fucked.
Okay, but that's better than
dying, yeah. Better.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that's great, but, like, do something. I don't know. There's not a whole lot to get into with that. I just, what a weird fucking thing.
Dude, well, oh shit. I just realized something. It's time, y'all. I'm going to take us out of the dumpster.
Finally.
Put us in the strip club. Call
me a whore and I guess some more. We just got out of the club.
I wish I had fake money to throw.
Right. You can go to the dollar store and buy some.
Man, that shit's expensive. No, I'm just kidding. So I had a couple of these. Actually, I have 4 of these. And I actually put them in a decent order this time because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make myself better. So this first one I want to dedicate to Allie.
Oh, boy.
Because I wanted to see if Allie can guess what this. So are you guys familiar with it is called, oh my God, now my mind is blanking and that sucks. Anyway, I can't remember what the hell it's called. Anyway, I'm just gonna go on.
Docking?
I don't want to know, like, honestly, time is money. Trixie is like telling me.
Okay.
So Super Wang Man. Are Luigi boards dangerous?
Luigi?
What am I trying to say?
Ouija?
Yes. So, comments. Only Waluigi boards. No. Logan, I got you, brother. I don't know what that means. And then, no, only Ouija boards spelled Weegee are dangerous.
Dude. Thanks for clarifying, bro.
What's the
planchet, the little thing you move around?
It's the common mispronounced thing that everybody jokes around about, like mispronouncing words. Oh my God. What is it called? I can't remember. Life of me, and it's killing me. So this is gonna, yeah. I'll think of it at some point.
It's almost as if you have a device that you could, you know, type into and say, term for purposely mispronouncing words.
Yes. Here, let's do this. Term for...
Keep going and I'll search for it.
Okay. Let's see.
I know somebody's yelling it.
Iron Water 14. Came so hard I couldn't move for 20 minutes after. Water Pine responded. Stun locked or cum locked. I love porno comments. All right, so
I have a malapropism.
No. This is like slang. Like it's another mispronounced thing. That's like an ongoing joke. I don't know. It's an internet joke kind of thing. I don't. I'm doing a terrible job of explaining it.
Are you thinking of how we all have different words for the global parallelogram and all that?
No, I'll look it up. I'll look it up, and then I'm just gonna. It's honestly, it is losing its luster every second that passes. I'm just gonna cruise.
Okay.
So throwaway 69-51-469 said plot was weak. Not gonna lie.
What?
And then there was a response that I'm not going to read the name of because it's just a bunch of jumbled letters. If you watch closely, you'll be very impressed by how the teacher maneuvers her heels to avoid stabbing the other two in the face. Then someone responded to that. One time, I was at a strip club with my friends, and this stripper kept kicking my friend in the face with her heels on, but he was too nice to say anything.
What the fuck? No, that's assault.
Guy's just like, it's okay. It's okay.
Fucking masochist again over here.
All right. And this last one, this guy's a poet. So hang with me. And it's Doody Z. That's the user.
Okay.
Meat beaded, balls depleted, history deleted. Psychologist needed.
Same, bro. Same. What the
same, bro. Oh, shit. Well, she's charging by the minute, so I got a dip. Trixie, don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. No, pick that cheesecake up, girl. All right. Rock and roll. And as fast as she came, she went.
She charges by the minute.
Can we go ahead and hate on Gwyneth Paltrow's brand a little?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, I thought. Okay, so we're so used to doing this on Untethered. Let me get myself ready to fucking screen grab all this shit.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. This week's guide is going to be the under $100 gift guide. So get your note taking app ready or whatever you take notes on, pen and paper if you're like me and Daniel.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you might be able to afford some of this bullshit. You shouldn't, though. This is not a don't buy this shit from Coop, please.
All right, we're in this bitch. We're in here. Let's go.
Okay. Let's skip the first line. Second line, though. Third thing over. Our old favorite candle.
Smells like my vagina.
Fuck yeah.
This candle is the bane of my existence. And I feel like someone is going to buy one of these and put it on my tombstone whenever I'm gone from this plane.
I honestly want to buy it just so that I can say I bought it.
They make a votive, like the little tiny, like the tea light, dude.
Yeah.
Not, like a little bit bigger. Very small candle. It's $20. I'm tempted to buy it just so we can smell it.
The fact that it...
For the pot.
The fact that it says bougie perfume.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I got to do it. I'm going to run away real quick and come back quicker.
Okay.
You're back.
Well, anyway, just to recap this candle that we've gone over a million times, Gwyneth Paltrow tries to say that her vagina smells like citrusy bergamot, geranium, and cedar, juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed.
Who?
Once again, if that's what your snatch smells like, you need to see a doctor.
Who told her this? Like, who gave her this description?
I feel like she means, like, some way, like figuratively or emotionally, like this is how it should smell or this is how it would describe itself or something. I don't fucking know. Okay. The next line, we got a moon calendar that is only $39, But there's only a picture of the outside of it. I'm not really sure what the point is, other than it tells you, like, the best time to detox and, like, what the best way to harness the cosmic energy on any day and tips like that.
Okay, like, is she selling all this, or does she own this? Like, I don't understand. Like,
So it tells the brand, and like the candle is Goop with a perfume candle brand called Heretic. But okay, like, this is just another brand that she's selling. What?
Did you say Heretic?
Heretic. Heretic would pass though. So not even her brand. This is just some brand that she carries. So whatever. There's a bath soak.
Opinion real quick.
Yeah. Something.
Are you guys kind of sick of these companies that are just leaving out the vowels?
Like who?
I'm talking about like the, like within, WTHN.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just seems like a lot of people are doing that these days.
Yeah, well,
I kind of feel like to do for like your name, for a username on something.
Mm-hmm.
But like for a whole brand, it's a bit much.
Fallout Boy started it, so, you know, whatever.
Wait, who started it?
Fallout Boy.
First people to drop vowels.
Really?
No.
I was like,
thanks for the memories, dude. They didn't have a single vowel in that. Vowel.
Yeah, but they came out in like 05 or something, man. Like, they didn't invent it.
Whatever. No.
Larry, I would have bought it.
Speaking of that brand, Within, their thing is called Plant the Seed, and it is a pearl ear seed kit. Pearl, you see it, Larry?
Yeah. Okay.
So I clicked on that to see what the fuck that means.
Just put shit in your ear?
Yeah, you have these specialized tweezers and use them to gently place the 24-karat gold-plated seeds on the ear according to your own wellness goals for your acupressure points. You guys are making the exact same face, and it rules.
I'm not going to lie. What?
It also comes with pearl ones, too. Again, like, wait, hold on. This is where I do my makeup every day, okay? I have these, and they're just little, like, stick-on. There's, like, cat hair stuck in it. But they're just little stick-on, like, gemstones that sometimes I put, like, on the outside of my eyes.
Okay.
They were, like, I don't know, $3 for, like, 200 of them.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Dude, it comes with a pair of gold tweezers. The tweezers are made out of gold. Like, what?
Okay. For what? For what?
Listen, guys, this would be a good time to plug our Patreon, because if you're missing out, if you're wondering what the entire fuck we're talking about, you could be seeing it. We are literally showing it. And I'm amazed about this personal concrete fireplace for $95.
Oh my god!
It looks like it would be the size of a candle holder.
It looks looks like a toilet paper roll.
Yes, made out of concrete.
Love to see it. Hey, go back up one. There's shampoo and conditioner that are $99. Because they come in limited edition pump bottles. And they're gigantic bottles. They're 14 ounces.
Wow.
Goop, I don't think you understand what gigantic bottle means. Like,
I don't think that Goop understands what reality is.
No.
I may cut to the chase.
I would like to see how many people actually buy this shit.
God, I would love to see that. What else do we have?
Do you think, like, of these things, like, obviously the cheaper stuff, I would think they have more of, but like, okay, Birkenstocks. Actually, that's $45. That's probably not that bad for
Birkenstocks. Okay, but they're the foam Birkenstocks. Have you seen them? They're like,
and they're
stock material.
Oh, yeah. So they're not even leather.
No.
The upper part is not leather,
and they're white. So like, your Walmart feet are gonna like be printed on there.
Okay, right.
Gary, why are you gonna call me out, bro? I'm just
kidding. Right beside that is a scalp system that's got, you remember the thing last week?
Yeah.
Like V-shaped with thing that you scrape your face with?
Yeah.
This is that same thing, a gua sha scraper, dude, for your scalp.
A scalp system. I'm sorry, where I come from, it's called a fucking comb.
That's all it is a wide tooth comb. What? The beauty stuff, there's a lot of beauty stuff that's this pricey out there. Like
weighted wrist bangles.
All right.
What the fuck?
I'm listening.
You never see women like at a park like walking like this with weights? Like weights that they're holding. Instead, you put them on your wrist.
Oh, okay.
You never seen women just walk with like one arm like significantly heavier than the other.
the marble body brush.
$88 for a dry brush to just dry scratch around your body with. That's what you do with it.
Allie, we need to have a segment that's just called Allie, the Goop Sales Girl.
Do you have $88 to waste on some bullshit? And do you feel like gently scratching your skin? Have I got some shit for you? No, okay. I dreamed the other night that I started reviewing beauty products on here. And I was like, in the dream, I was like, no one wants this. Why are you... No one cares what your favorite blush is right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking amazing. Dude.
It gets worse as you scroll down.
Tell me more.
Let's see. A candle holder for $95.
Ooh.
Yeah, where are we? Oh, yeah. Is that also concrete?
It just looks like a piece of limestone.
Well, so on my screen, it says candle holder / bedpan.
It's 100% concrete.
Okay, so you're definitely not going to have any leakage.
Magnums and Magnum at Scorpio's not included. What does that mean?
What?
I think magnums are a type of like a big bottle of like champagne and stuff, right? And Scorpios is probably a club that we're not cool enough to know by name.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take your word for it.
Yeah. Imagine selling somebody a hunk of concrete made to look like asymmetrical and not like and it's $95.
It's not as insane as the bottle opener
on the limelight. Two and a half inches high. Sorry, back at the I'm okay. Still trying to wrap my mind around the candle holder. Mm-hmm. Two and a half inches high, 6 inches wide, 6 inches deep.
Okay, like I'm burning a candle right. Okay, this dude right here, like this is okay beside my head, so you can get like a
head for scale.
This is about what would fit in that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get you on this. Hold on a second. hold on. I gotta switch.
Keep holding okay. This.
There we go.
What else do yeah. I have for
all right.
scale?
All right, that for scale.
Yeah, for scale. I can't. It's
okay, but there is also. Let's go back here. Let's see here. Like that, like I said, that bottle opener for $60.
You guys don't have the Crown 2 bottle opener?
Oh my God. I mean, I don't want anybody to get me another because I don't need two of this exact $60 brass bottle opener.
Dude, same. Which
is ugly.
With a streamlined geometric design, because that's exactly what you think of whenever you're opening a fucking bottle. Is my bottle opener solid brass, and is it streamlined geometrically designed?
You know, that you bring that up. Those are the two things that I normally look for in a bottle opener.
There's a wreath workshop kit for $95. Also, everything on this list, like almost all of it, is in the $90 range. You know?
Yeah. No. Cloud table mats, set of two, $70.
Oh my God. I thought that was a mirror. It's so ugly. It's
a blob with a small whatever
border of blue.
Yeah, of blue.
That doesn't even look like it. If it looked like your traditional cloud, it's ugly.
It's heinous. Ugh. Girl's gift wrap. Do you want to kiss the head of the neighbor beside you? This is how you can do it for $18.
Wait. This wreath workshop kit comes with everything except the green shit to put in it. It straight up says, we advise hitting up your local florist for the greenery.
Oh.
So I spent $95 on a wreath kit with nothing to make a wreath out of.
Dude.
I can't.
Insane. Absolutely fucking insane, dude.
I don't know how this brand exists.
Gwyneth Paltrow, that's how it exists.
God.
This whole thing is an entire fuckery. Just, ugh.
This painting kit is sold out.
It's like $50. Yeah. Megan and I were like, dude, this looks so great. We're going to buy it for the family.
It comes with four paints, one of which is white.
That's not a paint.
It's
an absence of paint.
Yeah.
That's...
This thing is ridiculous. Okay, let's put a bow on this.
Okay.
Put a $95 bow on this segment and get the fuck out of Google.
I have one more. Daniel, if you have one more, if you want to do one, so we can do...
Sure. Yeah, man, I'm down for whatever. Okay. Let's see. What do I have? You want to talk about reseeding forests, Elon Musk, or robots?
I really do want to hear the Musk email.
So, okay. I'm glad that you chose this. So, I pulled this off of the Reddit technology subreddit, and there were some comments that were like, I was like, I don't know, man, like, you might be reading a little too much into this. But I also think that Elon Musk's presence, first of all, I am not a fucking Elon Musk apologist. So if you hate him, I don't fucking care. That's cool. But I also think that people have kind of forgotten that what it means to work for an employer, and that it's like, no offense, but your opinion is not of the utmost when it comes to decisions made, kind of thing. And I know that sounds like supremely, I don't even know what, but I will preface this with, I'm not going to preface this with shit. I'm just going to get into it. So there were two emails that, that were released from like the Tesla employees, about music on the job and following directions. Cause what
email that goes out about following directions, like, that is already, it's already understood that you're supposed to follow directions. So whatever you say is gonna sound dicky.
What? Okay. And I agree, but do you think that he just randomly sent it out? Or do you think that there was something, it's kind of like the signs that say, don't eat paint.
Oh, sure.
Reason that it was made, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I came at it from, but I totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Basically, they were kind of railing on a couple emails that Elon Musk had sent out, because let's all be honest here. He doesn't have the best of filters for a CEO of a, I think they were they valued at like, did they hit $1 trillion? Do you guys know?
I don't know.
For some reason, I want to say that they hit $1 trillion in the stock market at this point. Could be wrong, but I know that Tesla is not hurting. Let me put it that way. I'm just going to hop to the emails, because this is kind of what got the I don't know, it ruffled feathers. I'll put it like that. So you wrote an email that, and it was to everybody from Elon Musk. Doesn't matter the date. Subject was music in the factory. Just wanted to say that I very much support music in the factory, as well as any little touches that make your work more enjoyable. An associate just sent me a note asking if we could have one earbud in, or I'm sorry, one earbud for music so the other ear can listen for, I'm sorry. An associate just sent me a note asking if we could have one earbud for music so the other can listen for safety related issues. That sounds fine to me. Also, ambient music from speakers is also totally cool, so long as there is reasonable agreement among your colleagues as to your music choices. If there are other things that you think would improve your day, please let me know. I care very much that you look forward to coming to work every day.
This is a slippery slope when it comes. Like, I guarantee you that their safety director was like, "What the fuck did you just do?" Like, no, bad thing. Yeah, no safety director out there is going to like this whatsoever. Playing music out loud and also having an earbud in, especially in a highly automated facility where there are so many, like, e-stops and I'm assuming they use a bunch of lasers that that have the safety border lasers that cut off the machine when somebody crosses it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm also assuming that they have a lot of robotics running around the building. Hmm. It's a nightmare.
And honestly, that's a good point. I don't know. Obviously, it says to everybody. I don't know if everybody is literally everybody at Tesla or if it's everybody in a department or, you know, I'm assuming it would be everybody at Tesla, which, like you said, you know, those concerns are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want people fucking paying attention. And when you have music in one ear and your surrounding sounds in the other ear, I'd say attention is not being 100%.
It's a very, very slippery slope. Very slippery slope. I would not recommend it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, for sure. And the best part about this is I would think that he's got enough money that if lawsuits were to come about, you know, he's kind of got fuck you money at this point. So.
Yeah, I mean, I could get into it, into all the shit, but, like, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, for sure. So the second one reminded everybody who the boss is. And by the way, that statement was made by CNBC. I read it verbatim. So that is not my commentary. This is also to everybody from Elon. Subject, please note. Now, body of the email. If an email is sent from me with explicit directions, there are only three actions allowed by managers. One, email me back to explain why I said I was, or why what I said was incorrect. Sometimes I'm just plain wrong. Two, request further clarification if what I said was ambiguous. Three, execute the directions. If none of the above are done, that manager will be asked to resign immediately. Thank you, Elon. Now, that was the one that super rubbed people the wrong way.
Wait. Okay, according to this, like, if you just emailed him back and said, "Hey, man, this is great, and I totally agree with you. Thanks for sending this out. You should be fired." Like, what?
No.
Well, but
yeah, so that's doesn't fall into
thing. And I will mildly defend this in the sense that, okay, if you're running a business, you want to run in the most efficient manner possible. You want to have as little communication to convey a point as possible, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So I feel like it's actually, considering it's coming from the CEO of the company, that's pretty big that it's like, all right, I'm opening a channel for you to say, this is why I don't think
exactly
that you are right, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. And he will take that into further consideration. I mean, he is literally laying that out request further clarification if what I said was ambiguous. Like if what you are saying is too much that you think that it's impossible, because obviously he is not there all the time as a worker to where he sees it, whether it's realistic or not, right? Then just reply back and say, hey, here is why it's not, you know, realistic. Otherwise, fucking do it.
Well, and I think that it's, I think we've gotten into this place of like almost trying to sugarcoat the business world, and it's not a sugarcoated world kind of thing. That it's like formalities are kind of cast aside in regards to trying to or not in regards, but in place of trying to increase efficiency.
Yeah.
So that it's like, for instance, I send Larry a text message. You respond, okay. I know that you've gotten it. I know that
the directions were clear.
Not an issue or anything, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not that you're just being like an asshole or anything. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that it's like, okay, nothing else needs to be said.
However, you have opened this. I see no problem with this because, one, he opened a full line of communication. Mm-hmm. He has stated, if I explained it, if what I said is incorrect, he even admits sometimes I'm just plain wrong.
Yeah.
Email me back. Open line communication right there. Number two, if you need further clarification, tell me why. You know, like tell me that you need further clarification. Number three, if otherwise you do not respond to one or two, then I'm assuming that you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is fair.
Mm.
It seemed
pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. There is no excuse other than that. Like he starts out by telling you, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. And the only reason that I wanted to cover this was because, holy shit, Reddit did not like this.
Of course not. Of course.
No, but it was really funny. Cause I was like, all right. I read the comments and I was like, God, these emails must have been fucking terrible, you know? And then I read the emails and I'm like, I mean, I don't really understand why everybody was so upset personally, but I don't know. It was just kind of interesting. And granted, CNBC, you got me. I clicked on your fucking link with your two, you know, Elon Musk emails or whatever, because I was expecting just a fucking publicity nightmare. And I received, in my opinion, the exact opposite. So it was just very cut and dry. But I don't have a hell of a lot else other to say about that. I totally get where you're coming from, Larry, in regards to, I mean, man, if you're on the floor and you've got a lot of machinery and stuff like that, and you've already got a lot of ambient noise kind of thing, I don't know how good of an idea it is to allow distractions in the form of like tossing an earbud in, because I don't know about you, but I've heard some people listen to some real loud music on earbuds.
Also, I mean, that opens up a whole other thing, because if a company runs machinery and it goes above a certain threshold in decibel levels, you have to require them to take yearly hearing tests, which the company has to pay for. And if it goes above a certain level, then you have to provide earplugs, right? You cannot control how loud someone listens to music. So therefore, if you're allowing someone that is wearing earbuds and then they claim that they have hearing loss because you are allowed to wear earbuds at work, that is an injury that it has to be covered by the company.
Didn't even cross my mind, man. Like, honestly, didn't realize. No. Stop yelling at me. No, so, just kidding.
Anyway, the last thing I wanted to do was I just kind of wanted to rant about Donald Trump a little bit and how this guy just became a badass.
Mm.
Did you know that Donald Trump can kick everyone's ass? You know why? You know why? Because he's just been awarded an honorary black belt in Taekwondo.
What?
Yeah.
My son was just awarded a green tip in literally on Monday, this past Monday.
Yeah, well, Donald didn't have to do shit for it. He just got it. So Donald Trump is officially a black belt in Taekwondo. So if you want to fight him, yeah, good luck with that.
I would absolutely whoop Donald Trump's ass.
Dude, I'm going to put Ben up against him.
So Donald Trump has been awarded with an honorary black belt in Taekwondo. The former president of the United States was awarded a ninth Dan black belt, the highest level in martial arts. Highest level.
Well, dude, time out. You guys didn't see the articles that he'd been training for the past like 10 years?
It looks like it. It looks like it. Yeah, definitely. The 75-year-old was presented with a certificate in Florida on Friday, November 19th by Lee Dong-sup. Dong-sup. Mm. The president of the Taekwondo governing body in Kukyuan. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. According to Kukyuan, upon receiving the honor, Trump said, "It is my honor to receive honorary Dan certificate, and I think Taekwondo is magnificent. Is magnificent martial art for self-defense." That's not even a sentence. I wish to see Kukyuan Taekwondo team's demonstration. Trump added that he would wear the Taekwondo suit in Congress if he ever makes it back to the White House, according to South Korean newspaper Dong
Ae. Two words. Ibo. Prove it. I'm just kidding.
He looks so silly in these pictures.
Yeah. On the same day, Trump congratulated Kyle Rittenhouse for his acquittal, but we're not going to get into that. But yeah, so Trump is officially a black belt in Taekwondo. There you have it, ladies and fucking gentlemen.
Folks, we're doing kicks. We're doing kicks better than anybody's ever done
kicks. I mean, I feel like he is going to brag about this for the rest of his life. Like, dude, I can beat anyone up. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo.
So, I do kicks. I do bigly kicks, hugely.
Hugely
kicks. I do those kicks, and I do so bigly, they're huge. They're huge. Huge.
Why would you do this? Why would you give this man the highest honor in Taekwondo? Why? I understand it's honorary or whatever. Like, you know, it's like getting an honor. Who's a rapper that's a... There was a rapper that got an honorary doctorate from Harvard or some shit like that.
Dude, they give that shit out like left and right.
It doesn't mean shit. Essentially, but still, like, for this man, that's just an ego boost. He thinks it's real. There's no way he doesn't think it's fucking real.
It's
real.
It's more real than any that you've got.
If you put the belt on, you know the way.
He knows that it's real. I bet he will say that it's more real than Obama's birth certificate.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Calling it right now. Calling it right fucking now. That's happening.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Trump's going to outlive us all, and he's still going to be bitching about being robbed of the election and about Obama not being American. Like, it's going to be the year 3030, and Trump's going to be like...
Oh, don't use the year 3030. Deltron, my favorite, like, rap group. Deltron 3030, man. Anyway. Sorry. Don't take that from me, Allie.
No. Wait. There was something else that I wanted y'all to cover, and now I can't remember which one it was. Larry, I really wanted to hear about your last link.
Okay. Like, are we doing Untethered, or are we...
So, all right. So, this is the thing. I say we power if you guys can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because my computer is actually, I'm at about a third power, and so we can...
You don't have it plugged up?
No, I don't have it plugged up, and I also don't have a plug that is long enough to reach it where it is in this
room. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We'll just do a regular episode.
Let's just power, dude. Yeah. Let's do this fucking thing.
Good, because I wanted to cover my teacher thing, too.
All right, so.
What is that?
He's riding a horse.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, listen. What would you do?
This is my sit-in.
What would you do in this situation? What
the fuck? Wait, we have to show everybody that we both have one and we didn't plan this.
Damn, now I need one.
Sorry, I know, right? I know where you can get one.
Tether Radio listener, step your game up, subscribe to the Patreon so you can know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. All right, I'm back.
Anyway, there was this study. I'm not even going to read the title. Okay, I'm going to get straight into it.
Okay.
A Swedish team of filmmakers convinced a group of people that they had actually eaten meat made out of blank. In the mockumentary Eat a Swede, Eric Carlson, a Swedish entrepreneur and scientist, explained that the world's population predicted to reach 10 billion by 2050. We desperately need to find new sources of food, specifically protein.
I'll tell you where you get some protein.
Sorry. I'll tell you where I get my protein, but anyway, I'm not getting into that.
Sorry.
So he comes up with a brilliant idea to harvest cells from humans and grow human meat, and even tries to get Swedish film star Alexander Skarsgård on board.
Skarsgård? You've never heard of Skarsgård? Larry?
No.
Larry.
Should I?
Have you seen it?
Yes.
When he is Skarsgård?
Yeah. The dude who plays Pennywise.
Oh, shit. Okay. There you go.
Sorry.
After developing a prototype of his new dish, which Carlson brands as Swede meat. That's not a show title.
I got some Swede meat for you.
I love it.
And it goes about as well as you'd expect, with a couple of participants seen spitting out and one woman storming off after being informed that they had just tucked into a fellow human. It is quoted as saying, that is one of the greatest taboos there is, to eat human meat. Carlson says this. Sounds like something out of an episode of Black Mirror, doesn't it? And if the reaction of the test group wasn't enough of a kick in the pants for the scientists, Skarsgård unsurprisingly rejected his proposal of harvesting his cells for mass consumption. Pennywise said no. Thankfully, the experiment was, of course, a joke, and the human flesh was, in fact, Swedish tenderloin. So,
wait, time out. You said Swedish tenderloin. Was that just someone else's tenderloin, yeah. Not their own?
Though none of the participants in the film knew it was fake at the time, but despite being a bit of a macabre.
That's a fair one. That's a tricky word. Yeah. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Here he comes."
Yeah.
Despite being a bit of macabre fun, the film was a serious message at the core. Created by Swedish Foods Federation, the short aims to highlight the question: how do we produce food for an additional 2,000 million? What?
Why don't we just say 2 billion, whoever wrote this article?
People without wrecking the planet.
2,000 million. I've heard of that number.
So they encourage people to think more about how they can make the switch to a more sustainable food of consumption.
Larry, did you just propagandize the fucking podcast with vegan shit?
If you hit us,
no,
with that, no meat, no.
You just come at us.
No, I did not purposely pick this article out.
Do you know who talking to? Allie and I fucking enjoy some meat, bro.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
At times we fight over the same meat.
So it was so that everyone can think of how to come up with a more sustainable form of consumption. Though thankfully not actually by eating human flesh.
So question. All right. Here we go. And this might be a poll for the group.
Okay.
If you could harvest cells from your own body and grow it to the point of growing something large enough to consume as some kind of meat product.
To gain a sustainable source of protein for yourself.
Well, no. I'm just saying, just in general, just like we'll say a one-time steak kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We'll say a one-time, I don't know. What do you think would be a good human cut? Like,
a thigh?
Right?
Yeah, because
you don't want it to be worked too much.
It's fatty enough, but then it's not so like... It's
probably an ass.
Yeah, well, it depends on whose ass.
I hate this. Like, so much. Because I don't know.
Okay, so like your body, let's see, like, I would think a thigh because it's not too fatty and yet it's not too... I don't know. It's big muscular there, right? Like, big. Well,
yeah. So from what I've heard, humans actually are like pretty similar, not the same, but similar to, pork. So, that it's got kind of a similar consistency kind of thing.
So a loin.
So yeah, maybe, but wouldn't that be on the back though? And we don't really have like hardcore, like back muscles really,
huh? What about,
so I'm thinking like, but I think about a pork butt and I think about smoking that and holy fuck, I'll smoke a human butt.
What about what about just fucking ribs? There you go.
Ooh, I feel like there's not a lot of meat there.
Don't you assume my meat having ribs?
Wait a second, you ain't even eating this shit. No, I feel like we need to. Okay, this is what we need to do. We need to do a Tether Radio After Dark poll. Uh-huh. We need to say two polls. It needs to be if you could grow. It's not consuming yourself, and obviously this is not the question. I'm just spitballing here. Mm-hmm. If you could grow meat that was harvested from your, like a cell line that was harvested from your own body and then grown.
Yes.
Would you do it? So just yes or no there. And then if you would do it, go to question two. Question two is, what do you think would be the best cut?
Okay. Fair enough.
No, wait. I feel like everybody could answer what would be the best cut, like at large, unless you're asking someone to say what would be the best cut on you specifically.
Okay. Yeah. Who's going to eat my butt?
Hey, what's your best cut? What's up? What's your best cut? Tether Radio. Look at me.
Of your body.
Look at me, Tether Radio listeners. What's your best cut?
Hey. Just lean in real close. Just need to know what that cut.
Okay. So basically the whole thing about this was, you know, it was a test conducted. People ate a certain meat and then they were told that it was human grown. Yes. And then most of them spit it out. People walked away. People puked. All this shit. But it ended up being not. Supposedly not human. I don't know if I trust the Swedes. What
would you spit it out? Would either of you guys, if somebody was like,
I wouldn't have taken part of the study.
Huh?
I wouldn't have taken part of the study.
Well, I'm assuming you wouldn't know that you were part of like eating human meat potentially.
If someone put, like, if I signed up to be part of a study and then they brought meat out, I'd be like, no, sorry, can't.
What if they were like, it's beyond meat?
Then, yeah.
No, it's beyond meat.
right. Speaking of specifically the poll, I forgot about this. Megan, thank you for being the only person to answer, which we didn't actually put a poll out there, but we did ask a general question last week about how women dress, right? Mm-hmm. I believe, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the question was, do women dress for themselves, for other women, or for men? Right?
I think more like a, what's your goal when you dress? Like, it was just an open-ended.
Okay. So Megan said, I'll play your game. I think my answer to your clothing question from this week's episode, at this stage of my life, when I dress nicer, it's just to feel good about myself and to look presentable to other women. Daniel, this is your wife speaking. Mm-hmm. Not look presentable to you. Fuck you.
No. Go ahead and finish your comment.
I'll get there.
We talked about it. So. Okay.
Had you asked me in college, probably 60% for dudes. I am and always have been a pretty conservative dresser, so I'm not your best profile to answer your podcast survey. Most of the time, I just look like a scuzz bucket. See, I'm bad at reading. I just look like a scuzz bucket, and I'm sure my attire did nothing to impress Daniel.
So this is this is what I would retort with. I would agree that I think that women in general, I don't think that they legit dress for dudes, or a lot of them do not. I would actually say the majority. Now, I'm not a woman, can't say what I've dressed
for. I would probably agree with that.
Okay. So my thing is when women dress for other women, it makes them feel confident. Which gives this presence of like confidence off to dudes, which is attractive.
Yeah.
I feel like,
so I know that's like kind of beating around the bush, that it's like you're not literally dressing for a dude to be attractive, but confidence is super attractive to dudes.
It definitely is. But I feel like this could go both ways, because it depends on what age group you survey.
A younger
woman, like Megan said, would usually like a single, let's say 20 to 25. Okay.
Wife's married and she's not 20 to 20.
Listen, hear me out.
I'm joking.
Hear me out.
I just,
a single 20 to 25 year old, or let's even say 19 to 25 year old, more than likely is going to dress to attract someone else. Right.
Okay.
Versus a single or married 26 to 30 to even 40, except if you're like going through a divorce after 40, then you're probably just dressing to make yourself feel more attractive and also to like get compliments from other women. So I think, mm-hmm. Don't come at me with this bullshit, because I said, I think. It is definitely different depending by age. You can't just generalize it to like all women.
I think it's all such a gray area too. Like, I mean, for the most part, probably people dress to make themselves feel confident and to make themselves feel attractive.
Yeah.
Whether that's to someone romantically or mm-hmm. whether that's to even their friends to be like, you look good in that, you know, yeah. Like. So I feel like it's all such a blurred thing.
Yeah.
It is, fair. Man. I'm telling you though, and obviously one dude's opinion, a woman's confidence is fucking pinnacle kind of thing. And I would say they might not realize it.
It is very attractive.
That it's huge, man. Yes. 'Cause it's like, dude, you could have a fucking, you could dress like a fucking Amish woman with a fucking bonnet or some shit and like just really own it. Yeah. And like, dude,
that's going to be my next Halloween costume.
Daniel's dream woman.
No. Show me your ankles. Oh, and your shoulder. Oh girl, you're being naughty.
No, I have thigh highs on.
I think pretty much anybody is attracted to confidence. Yeah. And anybody that they're attracted to, like,
sure.
I don't want them to be like overconfident to where they're like full of themselves. So it's weird.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say that, but I didn't want to sound misogynistic. So I'm glad you said that.
And I think girls think the same thing, like straight girls of straight guys too, like think the same, like, yeah, I want a guy that's like confident. That's not like,
but you don't want someone that's full of themselves.
Yeah. But you don't want someone that's just like, I'm God's gift. Like, no, I don't want that.
Well, so I mean, like
says the girl that is wearing a shirt that says, I am my own God, by the way.
Listen, it's a different thing. It's a different thing.
I didn't realize this. this conversation.
All right, I'll see. Just collect all my drinks and go.
Amazing. No. But I completely agree with both of you, because the attractive in quotation marks game is such a fucking like. Spectrum.
It's such a game, and it's such a spectrum, and it's like what one person might think is overly confident.
Yeah.
So I think is just the right amount.
Yeah. And,
but someone else, you know, like it's all like,
dude, I went to school with this girl that like, she was always, anytime we'd go out, like she was fucking what, dressed to the nines or whatever. Yeah. And just like, this dude would roll up that she, I think she ended up marrying or whatever, but it was like, it was kind of disgusting, because it was just like this significantly older dude that like, clearly like she was younger and like, she looked good, but like, I don't know. Like you said, not my style, dude. Mm-hmm. That it was like, she just had to have everything in place, and like, oh man, it just, I would refer to it as high maintenance, and I ain't about that life.
So, yeah.
But
you know, I would know guys in college that every girl was like, oh my gosh, this one guy. And I'd be like, have you guys ever talked to him? Like, he's so into himself. Are you sure you, that guy's attractive? Like, am I the only one that sees it? Yeah. So, I mean, everybody's got a different level of stuff.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
You got to humble yourself. Be humble.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I try to stay humble, but I mean, like when you're as attractive as I am.
There it is. There the fuck it is.
As I wear my joggers and like fucking fat suit over here, and I'm just like, well, if I could stop spilling beer on myself, then hopefully I can get my
Hey man, look, messy guys are trending. Look at fucking look at Pete Davidson and God, Machine Gun Kelly.
The SNL dude?
Pete Davidson's killing the game, dude.
God, what game?
He is dating Kim Kardashian now.
What the hell? That's not killing the game in my book.
I don't know, dude.
Oh my God. Maybe he's just looking for a ride on them mud flaps.
No. Mud.
And he dated Ariana Grande, and he did some, who else did he date? Like, he's,
whoa,
like,
he dated Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
A bunch of people.
Wow. Not gonna lie. Care. No, I'm just kidding.
Sale.
Who?
Sorry.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale? The actress?
Yes. No, the other one. Yes, the actress.
Wait, what was she in?
Wasn't she in Underworld? Wasn't that her? Was that her?
I don't know.
Hang on. Fuck. All right.
Who's good?
You guys are supposed to be the ones that watch movies.
Well, I don't watch shitty.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale. She's like the main girl from Underworld.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
Is she? Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. she's like right on the same level, if not a little bit under Scarlett Johansson.
Like, oh, I was thinking of Resident Evil, the chick from that, not Underworld. I feel like the cover art is similar, and so I get the movies kind of mixed up.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Even the chick from Resident Evil is pretty hot.
She's like Russian or something, right?
Even better.
Well, no, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, I think she's fucking Russian.
Allie's look of disapproval is just like, no. Sit the entire fuck down.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, she's totally fucking Russian. Kaya Scodelario.
You said it.
It's a mouthful right there.
God, maybe that's not the right one. Anyway. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I covered something in an earlier episode about robots in restaurants.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we did. It was an accessibility thing for people that were handicapped.
Yeah.
Or people that had disabilities in regards to getting to work or actually
and stuff.
Yeah, moving around at work and stuff like that. Well, they've taken it a step further in, I believe, Japan.
Of course they would. But now they're having Nazi parties and making robots like do shit.
No, oh my God. I apologize. This is out of fucking Texas.
What?
The dude's name was Jackie Chin.
Oh.
C-H-E-N.
Is that the Walmart?
I feel like Jackie Chan, but it's not. Because he was like, well, I don't want just my publicity to like bring the people. I want my robotics company.
Oh no.
So, anyway. So restaurants are turning to robotic servers because they can't find enough staff. These videos show how they clear tables and bring food to diners. Sorry, I was like, how they clear. And I was like, wait, what? Anyway. So,
how they clear diners.
Yeah, right. So restaurants across the U.S. are currently struggling to find labor, higher costs for, you know, hiring people on, in addition to lesser workforce kind of thing. Record numbers of Americans have quit their jobs in search of better wages, benefits, and working conditions. This has caused a huge labor shortage with restaurants, especially a hard hit. They've been cutting their hours or closing their dining rooms, both because they can't find enough staff and because labor is getting more expensive. Restaurant owners also say service is getting slower and that remaining employees are overworked. I feel like that's the understatement of the year.
Definitely. Yep. But you know who will never have this problem?
What?
Crapplebee's. Crapplebee's will never have this problem.
Because they keep bringing us stuff like Cheetos boneless wings. Yeah. How can we not go?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Are they good?
I'm going to go try them. I will tell you.
They just came out?
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Eli, you said Cheetos. My ears perked up.
See?
You can't see because they're under these cans. Anywho. Cans. Many have been boasting wages and offering better benefits to attract staff, but some have also resorted to tech fixes. This includes robotic servers. So, American Robotech makes four types of robots. They've got a delivery robot with ads, autonomous delivery robot, a kitten interactive robot. Don't ask me what that means, because I'm not going to lie. I have no fucking idea.
It doesn't sound good.
I do know what it means. I'm sorry. I watched the video. It literally looks like a fucking cat.
Yeah, its little face in this picture looks like a cat.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Say what?
It's really cute.
Okay. All shit aside, the Asians make the cutest fucking looking like little like dolls and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but the like, hey guys, it just like, oh, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I don't like dolls. Dolls can fuck off.
They would.
Not dolls, but like cutesy shit.
Okay. I don't have many fears in life. But one irrational one are like porcelain dolls, dude. It's just something about porcelain dolls I just can't get behind.
Death doll.
But could you be afraid of this guy?
No. That one's okay.
The lantern.
Yeah.
He's got a lantern to light the way. Yeah,
a plague doctor doll. I'm cool because it looks like a penguin and a plague doctor. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So this guy's launched this line of robots, basically, and they're actually pretty cool, but at the same time, they definitely have very limited ability kind of thing. But he is renting robots for $15 a day.
Okay. That is so much cheaper than you can pay even one person.
Dude, yes. I mean, it's terrible, but at the same time, it's like, how do you, if we're talking about menial tasks kind of thing, like literally one of them takes dishes off the or whatever, somebody comes around and puts like bus stuff on and then they load it on a shelf and it can carry like 130 pounds worth of dishes and shit.
Okay.
So you have one robot that can do that, as you've got one other busser like going around and like loading up pans or whatever, or not pans, but fucking, what the hell are they called? My God.
Trays?
Dish trays? Dish. What do they bus into?
Tub?
I don't know. Fuck like it. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, hell, yeah. I used to be a dishwasher. I didn't bust the tables. I just dishes. anywho, so Chen, a.k.a. the CEO, Jackie Chen. And I still
no,
can't.
Yeah. No, it's Jackie Chan.
Thank you. He's like, when I'm not kicking ass and doing crazy stunts, I'm building out robotic theater companies. So, he said the main reason restaurants had been introducing these robots was because they were understaffed. But Chen added that some restaurants used the robots for branding purposes to differentiate themselves from rivals. I'm not going to lie. I think that it would be a gimmick that I would go to that restaurant, right?
I would at least want to see it. I would want to see how it works.
Yeah. So I did see some stuff about one of these robots that like you have to take your tray off or whatever, take your food off of one of the trays. And then you have to like touch the touch screen and say like, oh, I got my food or it's right or whatever. And I'm like, all right, we're in a parallelogram. Do you really want to be touching the screen after a lot of other people have most likely? Yeah. Isn't that why we're kind of getting around to, yeah, like, or not getting around, but getting to using QR codes for menus,
yeah,
stuff, right? Yeah. Which, in my opinion, the QR code for the menu, holy shit.
That's amazing. Yeah, I like it.
It was great. Anywho, so they have voice recognition software, too. They can even sing Happy Birthday.
No. That's where I draw the line.
We're not doing that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yay. And then it just like does three like circles and then goes off. A little fart of confetti comes out the front.
It pukes out confetti.
It's like birthday. Oh my God. But yeah, man. And it's just, they had another video in here, which, obviously all of our links will be in show notes in the newsletter. So keep an eye out for that if you'd like to watch any of these videos. Some of the videos though, I know that these robots are going to get completely and utterly trolled. So that it's like, well, how fast can they stop? And so you walk, you just cut the robot off so it dumps somebody's food all over the fucking ground. It's one me. It was the fucking robot, you know? It's like, dude, you know some people are going to do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. I love that he's like, these can't replace people. They're just going to take over repetitive tasks that people do a lot, and they'll do them better than people.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so that means they're going to replace people. I mean, that's
better and cheaper.
Yeah.
They're going to replace people.
Definitely.
So let me just run this back real quick. So cheaper, They don't need breaks.
Uh-huh.
They only need to be charged. They can work somewhere between 10 and 24 hours a charge.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the job better than humans.
Wait. I don't have to provide them insurance or breaks or off time.
A rigorous hiring process.
Yeah.
Like they don't call in sick. They don't argue with their coworkers. They don't sass the customers.
I feel like this is getting way too close to home for you.
Damn.
No, I totally agree. It's not going to do what you think it's going to do, but maybe it will.
Just throwing that out there. Like, we're being transparent and saying it's not going to, but maybe it is.
Maybe it will.
I really wonder, like, so you know how people get all offended about places like, sending their labor overseas. Outsourcing their like call centers and stuff like that.
Sure.
Where are those people about this?
They took her jobs.
These are definitely taking your jobs.
What they're doing is they're, instead of complaining, they're figuring out how to get like the certification to repair these robots.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Trade school. Damn.
No, I'm telling you, dude. And I did not mention this earlier, but it's $15 a day, plus you have to pay a service fee. So it's one of those things.
Day. It's not even an hour. It's a day.
Yeah. No, dude, I mean, even with the service fee, which I would be interested to know what the service fee is, they didn't disclose that. So it
probably comes out less than what you pay a person an hour.
Well, I wouldn't think that you'd have to get it serviced every day kind of thing. So it's a cool development. I do think that, I don't know, maybe it would, I don't know. I mean, you're still going to have people like preparing the food. You're still going to have,
you're still going to have health regulation overwatch.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, I'm not going to lie.
What if there's a leak that springs out? You know what I'm saying?
The Kittybot 5000 over there, you just don't know, like, what, you know, what if it just goes, like, ham and throws food everywhere? Like, another robot's not going to clean that shit up, you know?
So. Unless it's that that one art piece where it, like, continuously cleans up its own leaking oil. Did you see that?
Wait, I thought that was, like, a thing on, like, fucking Futurama.
No, there is an art piece that was installed a while ago that is literally quote unquote dying because it's a mechanical arm. So think of an arm that you see at car manufacturers that take a door, put it like where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a mechanical arm. And it's got like a big ass fucking squeegee and it's continuously leaking its own fluids. So this art piece started out that way. So it's all it's doing is just squeegeeing its own fluid back into itself.
Okay, I literally had never heard of this, and I heard of it this week, mm-hmm. and this is pissing me off. Where did you come across this?
I've been following it for a while. I think it recently just popped up on Reddit for me.
I've been seeing it. I saw someone mention it on TikTok and I like can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, because like it's literally dying. It's slowed down over the years. So like it has been doing like trying to repair itself or trying to squeegee its own fluid to itself. And now it's like slowing down and it's getting to the point where like it's about to be decommissioned. And
that fluid really looks like blood.
Yeah. So it's a really great metaphor as an art piece, but you know, cause you're constantly working on yourself in my opinion, like you're constantly working on yourself. And at some point you like, you break down from it. But anyway, not to get too dark.
I hate to do this, but I'm not going to lie. We might have to pull the cord after that one.
Well, no,
I don't know what just happened, but it literally just went from like 30% to 18 in about 2 minutes. So I don't want to lose this shit.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So, if it's cool, you guys mind if we, tie a pretty little bow on this for our, this will be coming out after Thanksgiving, yep. But this is why we're doing all of the things that we're doing currently. So, if it's cool, let's roll into the socials. Let us know what you guys thought about episode 177 of the Tether Radio podcast. Other than don't hit us up with audio stuff or video stuff.
You know?
Yeah, we know. And this is a bye week for us.
It's a relaxed week. It's a relaxed week.
Yeah, exactly. Relaxed fit. We will be back at it. I don't have the date in front of me for the next. Do you guys have?
The next one.
Oh, no. Yeah, I do. The 29th. No, this will be coming out the 29th. Well, no. Jesus. I don't know what the date is.
Good audio of us will be the next Monday, the 6th of December.
6th of December. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, bear with us. Apologies for this episode. Thank you again.
Not just audio, but just all of it. The poop.
the poop, the stories, the quality. Hey, guess what? We want to go on break too. but anywho, you can send all of that stuff, all of your grievances, to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on the Twitter sphere and Zuck's Instagram. @Tether_radio. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. Got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group where I think, I don't know, Larry, we going to have a couple polls maybe? Yes,
we do. We will.
Ooh, yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to have a couple polls going up there. So be sure to request a group invite to that. Don't worry. We accept all.
not all. Not unless you're gonna. If you're going to fucking advertise yourself, no.
Yes, and that is one disclaimer. Somebody found that out the hard way. Don't do self promo. That's not what the group's for. If you want to self promote, do it on your own fucking time. But we also have the Read with Tether Facebook group that is our book club. Hallie, you want to give a little something, or do you have?
Yeah, I actually have started the book, not the week that we're going to talk about it.
I still have not started.
It's a long ass book.
It is, but it feels like it reads really quick because the chapters are super short.
It's quick. No, I'm just kidding.
One fish, two fish. Okay, that's it for today. It's set in Nazi-occupied France during World War II, and there's a character that's a blind girl and a German boy, and their paths eventually cross, but, like, I think they don't cross till pretty far into the... or a little bit into the book, but, man, his writing is just so good, and it's just, like, descriptive, but not to where it's annoying. Like, descriptive to where you feel like you're there, but you're not like, okay, I get it with the description. Like, I don't know. It's just really well written.
Awesome.
But called All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. It won the Pulitzer, so, like, it's an okay book.
Yeah, I've heard that books that win that, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
So. No, honestly, I'm super stoked. I'm just trying fucking wrap this last book and it won't wrap. I told Megan I'm gonna read this one that I'm currently in until December, and then I don't give a shit if I haven't finished it. I'm starting the other one in December. So
what are you reading?
Fucking Brave New World.
Oh yeah.
But I can't fucking wrap my mind, like, the settings are so just, I don't know, I can't do this
book. Not descriptive.
No, it's like, we're in a factory. No, we're not. We're in a helicopter. No, we're not. We're in like
15%, 13%, 12%.
Yeah, I know. I'm like looking at it. I'm like breathing heavily and just like trying to race it.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that on December the 29th, which is a Wednesday at 7 o'clock Eastern. We're going to have like an online hangout thing and talk about it.
Yeah. If you've read it, if you've read some of it, if you've read all of it, come one, come all, dude, fucking just hit us up in the group, the Read with Tether Facebook group. We'll let you know where to get the Google Hangout stuff. And yeah, we'll just go from there, I guess. We also have the Tether Radio newsletter that Allie puts together every week. It's got all of our show notes, along with awesome stuff that she's found over the course of the week. She kills it every week. I get up every Monday and it's a fun read. It is like my number one read for my Mondays. You can sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com. You can also go there just to kind of dabble and see what this newsletter and previous newsletters have been just before you want to type that email address in. But I know you're going to do it.
Damn right.
I fucking told you to do it. No, I'm just kidding. We also have our newly spun up Patreon that Larry is being so lovingly with and putting out some great stuff. He's doing our video content. Bear with us. You know, we're all kind of trying to do some new stuff these days. So let us know how we can improve, you know, all that jazz. If something's not up, let us know, because sometimes we, you know, this is our side gig kind of thing. So if something's not up or whatever, just let us know and we can probably get it up shortly.
Definitely.
Wow, that sounded sexual. Anyway, you can go to patreon.com/tetherradio. I think that is about it. You guys got anything else to add?
No, not that I can think of.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Well, this has been episode 177 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
I'm Larry.
And we thank you so much for joining us for, I can't see the counter. It looks like around, I don't know, 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
So, y'all got a house boss of fucking episode this week.
So, I need a poop mash to get through this one.
All right, man. Well, we hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I guess we will see you next Monday. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye, guys.